Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Moody and Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurr. A Humboldt girls basketball team season came to a close on Wednesday, February 19th, in the regional semifinals in a loss to Estherville Lincoln Central. I caught up with Moody after the loss to discuss the game and season for the program.
When you play a team of that caliber, it's always a challenge. You know, we played a lot of really good teams this year, and they're one of them, and they're right at the top of the list. And we came out, and I thought we turned the ball over a little bit too much early on. And to be honest, that's about all it takes for a team like that to really get going on you. And, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job of keeping their composure and being good teammates throughout the whole time. And unfortunately, those are the things that you really need to focus on in moments like that. And I thought our kids composed themselves and were able to battle back and compete in the second quarter of the game and really in the second half. But, you know, they're a really good team. Turned us over a lot and got into transition against us, which we haven't really allowed other teams to do very much through the last 4 years or so. And, you know, so a lot of credit to them, you know, real fast, real quick hand, and can really attack the basket.
And, Coach, after the game, what was the message to the group as it would be the final time you'd convene in the locker room with this girls team in the 2024-25 season?
You know, it was tough. You know, we've spent a lot of time with these seniors. You know, they started practicing with us when they were freshmen and, you know, have really been leaders in our program in a lot of different ways throughout the years. And, you know, it's kind of tough night in the locker room in terms of that. You know, Ava and Caitlin and Paige and Morgan and Meg have really left a mark on the program. We had such great senior leadership from those kids, and they really set the bar pretty high in terms of our program and you know, the things that we're trying to accomplish, and certainly leave a legacy and a mark behind that, you know, will last for a while. And so, you know, it's tough when that happens. Every single year, it's tough when the seniors leave. And at the same time, you know, it's an opportunity for the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen to, you know, take a step forward, seeing what kind of leadership that, you know, is leaving, for them to take a step forward and to really take the next step as well. So, you know, there's a little bit of hopefulness mixed in with a whole lot of sadness.
How would you characterize this senior class?
Really good teammates, first of all. You know, that's the first thing that comes to mind, is the fact that no matter what role they were in, they did their best to fulfill it. A lot of them had a lot of different roles throughout their time, and it didn't matter what role it was, whether it was, you know, to be the leading scorer or to be the best screener or to be the best cheerer on the bench. Every single one of them did all of those things to the best of their abilities all the time, you know. And then you see that in practice. You see that in, you know, when we lift weights, you see it all the different times throughout their careers, you know, and that never really changed. You know, it's super competitive. We battled a lot in practices, you know, in a lot of different ways, and, you know, always with the right spirit of trying to make each other better. So that was nice to see. And then the service that they instilled with themselves in our team in terms of, you know, helping at camps and being available to help out younger kids and do all those things that, you know, are extra, you know, and that not every kid does. And every single one of those kids have spent a lot of extra time. And those are the things, like I said, that leave a mark on the program. You know, we talk about it, you know, at our captain's meeting sometimes about, you know, who were your favorite players when you were kids, and how sometimes those are the kids that you're thinking about when you pass the torch to the next group. And these kids really are those kids. You know, they've played basketball for 4 years, you know, in Morgan's case, and Paige and Caitlin and Meg and Ava, they put a lot of time in here and on the floor, and there's a lot of little girls that look up to that.
As we get ready to turn the page, just any final thoughts on basketball for this Humboldt squad that has just wrapped up the year?
Want to make sure that I thank the girls, you know, for being such good teammates and being such good participants, you know, on our team, and their parents for, you know, supporting the program throughout the years. It's and then the community as well. You know, it's a fun job, and it's great to get a chance to work with these kids. You know, we have a lot of career accomplishments and awards that I can talk about. You know, this season, Ava Fisher set the career record for 3 points made as a junior. She's got 211 so far. Ava Fisher also set the free throw percentage record for the season. She's at 91.9% on the season, which is remarkable. And then, you know, Morgan leaves with the most career points with 1,606. So that's pretty cool. You know, those kids are putting some records up and some kind of important records. You know, Morgan was selected to the IBCA Senior All-Star Game and the IGCA Senior All-Star Game here in the next coming month, and was also selected to the All-Region team for the IBCA 3A Region 6. Paige and Caitlin were selected Academic All-State this year, you know, not just basketball players, students too. And Ava Newton, Ava Fisher, Peyton Elman, Abby Armitage, Meg Zweibomber, Morgan Mann, Paige Nelson, and Caitlin Nelson were all selected to the Academic All-Conference team, also Academic All-District. And then lastly, Morgan and Ava Fisher were both named First Team All-Conference and Paige Third Team All-Conference. You know, these kids did a lot of stuff, and all of this recognition is well-earned. And, you know, I can't say enough about what a great group of kids they are. And, you know, everybody should be proud of how they represented our school and our community.
What are the early thoughts as far as what you've got coming back?
Well, you know, looking forward, we have Ava Fisher, who, you know, is a returning first team all conference player. So that's a really good place to start. Definitely improved every year. And as we ask her to do more, she seems always capable of doing it. You know, no doubt we'll ask her to do a lot next year and be a leader in a lot of different ways. You know, we had a lot of JV kids who got a lot of JV time this year and had a pretty successful JV season. It might not look exactly the same. It might have to be built a little bit differently than it was this year or the last few years, but that doesn't mean it necessarily has to take a step backwards. It just might look a little different. Our juniors and sophomores and freshmen that came up and played JV this year, you know, we're certainly looking forward to them having an opportunity to step into some of these roles that have been filled for so long and, you know, see what they can do with it too.
Very well deserved. Here is a great program that you've had here together for over a couple of decades. A great group that we just saw here in this 2024-25 season. And want to thank you for taking some time to join us and wish you best of luck for the upcoming basketball season as well.
Great. Thank you very much. Really appreciate all the coverage all year long.
A Humble boys basketball team saw their season come to a close on Thursday night in a loss to Gilbert in the sub-state semifinals. I sat down with Thurm to discuss the season-ending loss for the program.
Never easy to see a season come to an end, and we got a super group of kids, and you know they're taking it pretty hard, and you know, they do things the right way, and there's a reason why it hurts. So they invest a lot into this. You know, unfortunately, things didn't go our way tonight, but love the way that we competed tonight and the entire season for that matter.
Coach, a long time spending in that locker room, a lot of seniors that have meant a lot to this program. What was the message after a tough one like this?
Yeah, I mean, you hit these different conclusions in your life. You know, we have a good group of seniors in there, and it's not easy to say goodbye. It's the last time that we will meet as a team like this, and there's some finality to that, so that's pretty tough. And they've invested a lot over the years with all of that, and just to see it come to an end like that, just the sun stop, and that's hard. And great group of kids. They do things the right way, and, you know, they love each other. It's just, you know, they love that time together, and you know, so it's just give them a little time to soak things in and regroup. And yeah, it's just, you know, you want to get to these points and you don't want to have any regrets, and love the way our boys go about doing it. And, you know, we'll be able to walk out of here high tonight with our heads held high. And when they walk into school tomorrow, same type of thing. We just have a bunch of winners.
A tough night shooting for you guys here. Just it seemed like a pretty physical basketball game as well.
Yeah, it was rugged. Gilbert just maybe a little bit more athletic, a little bit more physical than I anticipated with it. But the man, they came out and defended us hard, and you know, it was a tough night for us all night long. You know, didn't have a ton of clean looks with it, and when we got it into the paint, you know, it was necessarily safe in there either with it, and struggled a little bit with the three-point shot, but a lot of that you got to attribute to Gilbert, too. They did a nice job on defense. Didn't have a lot of, you know, clean looks where you had that room and rhythm and just being able to stroke that thing. So it was tough. It was a rugged game.
So, Coach, looking back on the season, you know, after a tough loss like this, how would you first characterize another 15-8 campaign for this Humboldt basketball team?
Yeah, it's a great group of guys. You know, we're not going to remember this game so much as we will just the group and the season as a whole. You know, you look at the start that we have, a little bit of a struggle coming out. You know, we kind of got a late start with things, and it took us a few weeks and, you know, maybe even a month to get that thing rolling. And I felt like it was after Christmas before it started looking like our true self. But, you know, we had, you know, took our lumps early in the season, but, man, we made a nice run middle of the season with it. And, you know, you look at the conference finish and completely respectable with that. So, yeah, it's just it's a great group of kids. They're so easy to be around. You completely trust them. They're going to do the right thing, say the right thing. And it's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. You know, we competed on a nightly basis with it. You know, we ran into some great teams this year, so we gave it everything we have, and that's all you can ask.
Coach, another tough exit in a sub-state semifinal. Moving forward to try to get past this round, as it seems like you kind of run into a buzzsaw here the last couple of years in this round.
Yeah, you run into good teams, and, you know, it's a 2-seed and a 3-seed, and Gilbert's tough. They're athletic. They're aggressive. And it's just a tough matchup. You just got to be able to go out there and just handle the situation with it. I felt maybe we were a little, I don't know if it was nerves or just maybe a little bit tentative. And, you know, you get to this point, you can't be tentative at all. You just got to cut it loose with it. And I thought we were a little tentative tonight with it. But Gilbert had a lot to do with that, too. They're a good ball club.
As you wrap up this year, any final thoughts on this 2024-25 group of seniors and the leadership they provided as well?
Yeah, great group of seniors, big group of seniors. And, you know, sometimes that's tough because you can only play five guys at a time with it. But love the attitude that we had. You know, just our practices were competitive all the way through. And, you know, sometimes roles get solidified you know, some guys maybe cash it in a little bit. They're still there, but they cash it in. We didn't have that at all. We had competitive practices all the way through. Boys were laying it out there on the line, and, you know, that's how you get better, and that's how you have a good team, and that's just essential to have a good team. And, you know, we had that. Just guys competed and did things the right way with that. So, you know, that's how I look at that senior group, you know, as a whole with it. You know, you look at a Mason Van Pelt struggle this week with just staying upright and healthy and out of the ER with it. And, you know, he's not going to miss this, wasn't going to miss Monday for anything. And just shows you how much commitment and how much he loves competing for Humboldt. You know, Elliot Carlson, I just wonder how many shots he's put up, you know, from the time that he could walk and just complete dedication to it. And just absolutely no regrets. And, you know, Cohen's a gamer, and just, you know, all those guys. Jackson Dodd had some, you know, nice couple of games here down the stretch for us. And just as a whole, it's you know, just a great group. And I keep saying the character, just good group of guys, but it truly is. They are boys that, you know, I don't have a daughter, but if I had a daughter, I'd be fine if they'd marry one of those boys. It's just a super group.
We wrap up this year. Any early thoughts about what the future of this program moving into the 2025-26 season?
Yeah, you just, you know, the season comes to a conclusion, and, you know, you'll step away a little bit and regroup. And, you know, then it just, you rest, and then you get back at it. It's just, you keep continuing to grind with it. And, you know, we have super kids in our school, in our program. And they're going to continue to work at it. I mean, you got basketball is a game where you can be as good as you want to be. You need a ball and a little bit of space, and you can work on it. And you know, that's what I love about it. The kids that want to be excellent can be excellent. They have a little bit of work ethic, a little bit of drive with it. And that's what it takes. I mean, it takes that time behind the scenes when nobody's watching. And it takes guys that want to put that time in, whether it's ball handling, whether it's getting extra shooting in, whether it's playing. You got to do something with it. So, yeah, we'll we'll let the guys get a little bit of a break and regroup and refresh, and then we'll get back after it.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time here to join us again. Another fantastic season for Humboldt boys basketball, another 15-8 campaign here, and we look forward to eventually seeing this team take the floor once again later on this year, around November.
Yeah, and I just want to thank you too, Matt. You are outstanding. It's been a pleasure working with you again this season. You bring a passion and a joy to this, and you do an awesome job promoting our kids and our program. And I've heard so many people that are so thankful for your broadcast and just so complimentary of the job that you do. And Humboldt is truly lucky to have you. So thank you, and really appreciate it.
Appreciate it too, Coach. And I know Humboldt's lucky to have you, along with basketball and baseball, and also in the classroom as well.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.